Okay, ominous music playing. Eminem.
Is this ominous?
I think a little
this
bit.
This is like hyped up, man. He's like,
I would say this is ominous.
He's getting ready to like go to battle, man.
Well, it stands to reason. The song is called Till I Collapse. Yeah. And if we're listening to Danny, the city will collapse.
The city will literally die.
Portland is about to collapse because of some audio.
Thanks to Sean Hyken.
Of an exchange between Sean Hyken of Rose Garden Report.
And the Slender Man.
Boy, you...
He's terrified.
Can we talk about an exchange? Look, no offense to
either. Is that the Spider-Man meme in real life? Hyken and Silver?
Yeah, no offense to either of those two jabronis. But is that the weirdest looking exchange of two sportsmen in the history of sports? Look at a side by side of those two guys.
Well, they're oddly similar.
Yeah, oddly, yeah. But it's just...
Stop it. You got me. Stop it. No, you'd eat.
Find me a... I don't know. I'd rather that be radio than video.
No, dude, I'm just.
Know what I mean?
Oh, Adam Silver, it terrifies me.
So
he's the scariest thing going.
Here's the comment or the exchange.
Yeah, it's the league's preference that team remain in Portland. We've had great success in Portland over the years. I don't have a specific update on the process, but I know it is underway, and I know there are groups that are actively engaged with the estate and have demonstrated interest in that team. I'd say one of the factors there is the city of Portland likely needs a new arena. So that will be part of the challenge for any new ownership group coming in. But it does certainly be our preference that team remain in Portland.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And that's
what he said.
And I think what...
Bottom line, their ass.
What's freaking people out, twofold.
Kyle Whittingham chiming in.
Kyle
Whittingham.
Yeah. The two things that are freaking people out is Bill Simmons had a report a week ago, and then David Aldridge confirmed it, that right now they don't have the votes on expansion. And that seemed to be a done deal. They thought maybe at these meetings that they were going to announce Vegas and Seattle.
But that James Dolan is leading a group of others that is essentially trying to block expansion.
Why? Don't they make a bunch of money from expansion?
There's a big expansion fee, but it sounds like they want to see how the new media deal affects everything and the payouts, and they want to go into this because, yes, you do get the expansion fee, but then forever you're having to cut the pie now 32 ways and not 30. So it just sounds like maybe it's been put on pause a little bit. The other... rumor out there is that they don't want to expand because then you can use the threat of Vegas and Seattle for leverage with New Orleans and Portland that both need new arenas.
Blazers.
So if you have Vegas and you have Seattle, that takes a little bit of the threat out. But when you have New Orleans that doesn't really support the Pelicans, and then you have Portland that has a tenuous grip on this, you can certainly leverage Seattle and Vegas against those. So sounds like expansion, at least for the time being, gets put on the back burner. We know the Portland team's going to sell probably in the next year to year and a half. And the word in there that's scaring everyone is it is the preference of the league.
Yeah.
But we see this all the time in sports where commissioners do the bidding of owners, and they are going to use this to try to get the city and whoever the owner is to get a new arena. And we talked about this. I don't know why all of a sudden this has become like this. Oh my God. Whoever buys the Blazers, not only are you forking over $4 billion for the team, but we told you it's going to be another $2 billion to build an arena. And knowing Portland, you're not going to get a ton of public funding. It would make sense if you did something like they did with the Major League Baseball Stadium. What was it, $800 million with the jock tax? I could see something like that. I could see you doing some sort of maybe, you know, $100 million, $250 million in ancillary stuff around that the city's contributing as far as infrastructure. I could see the city giving some sort of sweetheart of a deal on land or tax breaks, but it's not going to be a publicly financed stadium. Portland would never go for it. So whoever buys the team is going to have to understand that you have one of the oldest buildings in the country. And part of buying the team is going to be a plan to either build a new arena or go somewhere that doesn't. And I would like to believe, and I still do believe it in my heart of hearts, that part of this vetting process will be a plan to build an arena in Portland. I do not think the NBA wants the look of what happened with Seattle in the Pacific Northwest. And I think a lot of this is a leverage play. Is it on the table? Sure. I don't think it's impossible.
One on the table.
The idea that they could leave. That's always a possibility teams leave. But I believe that this here specifically, all of this is a leverage play by the NBA.
This here now.
To kind of lube the deal that whoever buys the Blazers will have a plan to get a stadium because Moda Center in the next 5 years needs to be replaced.
Anytime a sports franchise needs an arena or stadium.
Yes.
Isn't this always
this is every
the
time.
First thing that you know the second it kind of gets to like, oh crap, who's gonna pay? The league owners come out and they do this.
Yes.
In every sport.
Every sport.
Doesn't matter how popular that sport is. Weren't they talking about this in Detroit?
Yes.
Detroit's like one of the biggest sports cities in the country.
It's called Hockey Town, for God's sakes.
Yeah, and the Red Wings were like, well, I don't know.
And the Illich family was like, well, we play in Joe Louis Arena, and I'll tell you what, And by the way, the Illich family's worth $4 billion, and property in Detroit's worth like six sets. And they're like, well, I don't think we can do this on our own, and if you don't, and while it wasn't necessarily an all publicly funded, they got the city of Detroit to bend over backwards, and they used it as some leverage, and they got some sweetheart construction deals, and they got some free land, basically, and the city worked with them. And yes, they used that leverage. And that's Detroit and the Red Wings. So yes, this gets used at every turn. Occasionally someone calls the bluff and a team leaves. But like in Seattle, he never wanted to keep them there.
Well, here's my question with this. And I've always been one to talk everyone down from saying the Blazers are going anywhere. Because in the main thought process there is that the league... I mean, the Northwest got hosed on the Sonics deal.
Yes.
They absolutely got hosed.
In the worst possible way.
And some of that was on the Sonics owner, Howard Schultz.
Yeah.
And I think I don't think the league wants that to happen again to the Northwest. Portland has been a very good market.
Yes.
It's not like New Orleans. No. You are a good fan base. You support this team. Now, the franchise has a duty to put a better product out there for you to support, but you have been shockingly patient with them, and you have been actually... they couldn't ask more from their fans.
No.
I don't think. Even though they will ask more from you, and they always do, you have been great. And the league knows that. This is a good NBA market, okay? So they know that that expansion will eventually go to Seattle, and it will be the Sonics. So they kept the Sonics name. That everybody knows that's going to happen. Just because they don't have the votes now doesn't mean they won't have the votes in a year or 2 years, okay? So that's the first thing. So it's not going to Seattle. Then the question that I have, the one question, there is one question that pops up at this, because I've always... we're on the same page on this, always have been. Blazers aren't going anywhere. But there is one little kind of loose end. And in the interest of time, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to ask this question about who actually fights for the team to stay. That is what I want to ask, because Howard Schultz didn't.
No, he did not.
Will the NBA, because I'm not sure the Allen estate will. So that's really my big question here. We'll get to that next on The Fan. Okay, so we're talking about Adam Silver's comments, which I thought were very guarded and like sort of by the book.
It's what they do.
About Portland needing a new arena, but we still want it. Our preference would be to keep the Blazers in Portland, but you know they do need an arena. A lot of people are saying.
A tale as old as time. Yeah,
exactly. It's just, and it's I don't know. People get scared about this all the time around here, but I do understand why it happened.
It does happen.
Well, it happened right up the road.
Yes, it did.
And so... And, of course, Paul Allen being from Seattle, that was always a thing that tied the Blazers back to Seattle. But my question about this is, because Howard Schultz was not looking out enough for the Sonics to stay in Seattle. Mm-hmm. He was the owner that sold to Clay Bennett. And the NBA let it happen, because I don't know who Clay Bennett had naked pictures of. Maybe David Stern. Yeah. But for whatever reason, the NBA did not step in and say, no, you can't take the Sonics to Oklahoma City. And it happened, and it was ugly. Mm-hmm. So the question is who will fight for the Blazers to stay? Will it be the NBA because of what happened in Seattle? Because I don't think it's going to be the Allen estate. I don't know that there's anything in there. Of course, they did not PDF me the files to read through.
No, it is known, at least from my understanding, that this is a true auction, and it will go to the highest bidder.
Well, that's a problem. Okay, so let me Okay.
But we don't know if there's language in there. We just
Language of what did Paul put in there, this team has to stay in Portland. Well, then, if that's not out there, but if that's in the language, then this is a moot point.
Yeah.
But
we don't know.
Here's the thing that gives me, that if I'm a Blazer fan, I think would give me reason to calm down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that is that, unlike when the Sonics had Clay Bennett come out of the woodwork, those were the times when you just had one billionaire guy who had an interest, right? He was from Oklahoma City, that he wanted them there the whole time.
Yep.
Okay. I think nowadays, with how expensive these franchises are, rich people and groups all over the place are trying to get into it to buy professional sports teams. The word is out. It's no longer just a group of single-minded families who own teams, right?
Yeah.
And pass it down. It's groups of people. There are so many buyers out there that I have to think that when push comes to shove, the best deal for the league and for Portland will be one that keeps the team here. In other words, it's not just going to be one buyer. Oh, we're going to sell it to these guys because they're the highest bidder. Oh, but they want to move the team to Las Vegas. That isn't going to be your only option in this market, in this climate of sales of professional franchises. These rich people are lining up to get into this game.
There's groups that are...
Yes, they're going to be able to pit all of these against each other. And if anybody in there has the gumption to say, hey, whoa, the better deal is the one that gets an arena built in Portland and keeps the Blazers in Portland, I think whoever is buying the team, they're going to have to do that in order to win the bidding.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And I don't know if that's right, but that's what would make me breathe a little bit easier if I'm a Blazer fan, because I just think somebody in there is going to say, hey, of these three deals that are really good bids, only one wants to keep the team in Portland. That's the one we're going with.
Yeah. I think everything you said is very reasonable. And when you look through the history of the league, teams don't move.
Also vet owners. Yes. I mean, it's not like they just let anybody own a team.
Yeah.
And that's why I say I don't know why. Whatever it was that they loved about Clay Bennett, I don't know what he did, but he greased some palms to get away with that.
Yeah.
He just did. And that's not to say, like you said, there's a chance that that happens again. I doubt it. But these big-time deals like this, you just never know, man. It's a whole other world of negotiations and how these deals are structured. But I just have to think that somebody will be looking out for Portland in this deal, whether it be the estate or the NBA.
Well,
we've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises.
I will never say never. But again, going back to it.
What a terrible drop.
In the last 30 years, you've had the Sonics that happened and you got screwed, which everything you said, they don't want to happen again. The Vancouver Grizzlies, which was an unmitigated disaster up there. It should have never been there in the first place. And then the Hornets-Pelicans thing. And that was done knowing that Charlotte was getting another team, right? Like, that was like a hand-in-hand deal. You have 30 years. And basically, it's happened twice. And one left a huge black eye.
The Northwest.
Yeah, I just don't think the NBA wants that to happen again. Is it possible? Sure. Because I do think whoever buys it, the issue of the arena is not going away. It's just not. And someone saying, well, the Moda Center is going through some renovations, that's not enough.
No, but I think any deal that I don't believe you will see the Blazers sold without some sort of arena deal being a part of it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think ultimately to get that sale over the finish line, it's going to to include that. And I think that because there is such competition to buy this franchise, there's competition to buy every franchise. Whoever buys it is going to agree to help build an arena.
Now, if you want to talk about where that's going to be built and all that, I will tell you that if it's not in the Rose Quarter, welcome to Hillsborough.
Hillsborough? Nice.
It's going to be
you driving out there for
nope.
For some hoops?
Well, we can talk, but when we come back, because I do think there is an... we're both into the idea of, I feel very confident it's going to stay in Portland. I just do.
Yeah. I'd bet on it.
I would bet on it too. Not saying that can't happen, but I'm with you. I
what are the odds, Buck? Plus, they leave. What would you put the odds that the Blazers leave?
Oh, 4-1, 5-1.
Oh, I was going way higher than that.
8-1, 10-1.
I would go 10 to 15 to 1.
I just don't think it's a huge possibility.
It seems unlikely.
I like that. Seems unlikely. Now, what happens with the arena that's 30 years old and I think now is, I think it's the fourth or fifth oldest, and I think it's the second oldest that hasn't been completely renovated. Like the Delta Center in Salt Lake is about the same age. It's really old. They're like, for like the next 5 years, like they're not doing minor upgrades. They're tearing that thing down in pieces like every off season. So I suppose you could do that, but I think there's a larger conversation of what the next 10 years of Moda Center and that looks like. Because I think that's the more interesting part of this, is what eventually happens to that area. Where does this team reside in Portland in the next 10 years?
Do you have a court at your house?
I do not.
They could play at?
Yeah, I don't. And that's the problem. Unlike Seattle, that tore down Climate Pledge and just dug into the earth, there's a tenant there, and you can't take 3 years and have them play somewhere else.
Well, you have Coliseum. Isn't that still standing? Well, you do. I mean,
you can't play there.
Well, sure you can. If you have to, like, where else are they going to play? Where are they going to play? Like, on a blacktop downtown? The Coliseum at least is there.
It is there, kind of.
They could do an interim season.
Can they just tear down the Coliseum and build it there and play it at Moda Center?
Now you're being silly.
I don't know.
All right, we'll continue this discussion when we return on our radio program next on The Fan. Yeah, now! Nah.